Justin Fluke now joined by Nate Bauman as we talk Sabetha girls basketball. The Lady Blue Jays are 9-10 on the season and 8-5 in the Big 7 League with one game remaining. Last night's game against Hiawatha postponed until Thursday, so tomorrow, a game that will officially wrap up the regular season. One game last week, Coach, on Friday night at Royal Valley, a game in which you really trailed through most of the contest, but kept it close, kept battling, and then got the final 4 points of the game. Some big plays down the stretch there for your Lady Jays to come back and get the win at Royal Valley 32-30. A hard-fought, low-scoring victory. There's been several of those this season, but another good one for your club, winning their third in a row.
Yeah, it was really great the way it ended up. Certainly not the start we wanted, and Coach Boucher had his girls ready to go more than I had mine ready to go, for sure. He got up to a 13-2 lead. Sometimes for us, with our struggles to score this year, that looks like a 30-point deficit sometimes when it's only 11. But our girls did a great job of just continuing to battle and play defense and keep them within range, within striking distance, so that we could mount a little bit of a comeback. Third quarter is really probably where we made our started scoring it a little more, and then we're able to finish it in the fourth. So, yeah, it was a really good win for our girls.
Do you remember a season where you've had as many close games as you've had? I mean, you've had a lot of them that have gone both ways that have been down to the wire, and it speaks to the parity, I think, of the league this year. But and a lot of them have been low scoring, but certainly a situation to where your girls didn't blink, and even down 13-2 probably didn't blink because that's kind of how it's been a little bit this year.
Yeah, I told them we were down 16-8 at half. And I said, there's nobody in the state that's been in this kind of a situation more than us and been able to battle back from it. So scoring 8 points and a half or 2 points and a half some. And again, I'm just so impressed and amazed that doesn't end the game right there, that they just continue to battle and understand that they can still be in it one possession at a time. We talk about all the time. There's no, you know, we're not shooting a 9-point shot. So just get one stop and one score. And then eventually it ends up where we're within range again, and Emily made a great play at the end, a 3-point play that kind of gave us the lead. But you have to play defense and just keep battling to put yourself in that position. And they've done that all year long. And it's been that way all throughout the Big 7. Like you said, it seems like every score you see is closer than you think it will be and lower scoring than maybe you think it will be. So yeah, like you said, that's just the way the league has been this year.
Not an ideal ending here to the regular season. I guess it is what it is with the game postponed. So now you're going to play Thursday. That game doesn't mean much in terms of, besides, I guess, final record. Some state brackets are already out. You know you're going to Nemaw Central to play them for a third round in the first round of 3A substate next week in the brutal Silver Lake substate. So how do you, I guess, approach this Hiawatha game with the bigger picture maybe being already Nemahan and gearing up for substate?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that over the years as we've had to do this different times for postponements or whatever reason, just regular schedule being that way some. And it's hard to really go into have any other strategy than it's the most important game because it's the next one, and so we're going to play it like that's the case, and it does mean something. Certainly it'll be senior night for us, so it means something to our seniors for sure. And it's just another opportunity for us to get better and to test ourselves against a good team and a team that hopefully maybe we see next Friday in substate. So see what we have against them and how we match up against them. I know they'll be motivated from the last time we got them, and they're a great team, obviously, with a lot of dangerous scorers. So it'll be a great challenge for us. So that's just, we just had to take it. It's another opportunity for us to play and to test ourselves against a good opponent.
You bet. We will have that game on the Sabetha Channel Thursday night and then on to Substate next week. Should be a lot of fun, Coach. Best of luck finishing out here the remainder of your season. Thanks for your time.
All right. I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay Boys basketball after this timeout.